All right. A lot of things I want to say, so I'll probably save you guys some questions that you can ask. Roddy started, Jake had a thigh bruise, deep thigh bruise, didn't practice. Got a rule, if you don't practice, you can't start. Put him in at the 18-minute mark. Thought Roddy played better as the game went on. Gave us some good minutes. Des and I had a miscommunication, something I didn't like. That's why he didn't play the rest of the half, didn't start the second half. Des and I have a great relationship. Not a good one, a great one. And so I'm not concerned about it at all, but this early in the season, you got to set the rules. I thought Abilene Christian was great the first half. I thought we were not very good. I'll take the blame for that. I don't know what I did wrong, but I didn't have us ready. Home opener, to play that way is not good. And we didn't put a lot into Abilene Christian. Play a lot of games, okay? They run a lot of the same things we do offensively. And so we went through it yesterday, didn't put a lot of time into it today. Just mentally, as the season goes on, I want our guys to be fresh. Maybe our guys thought that I didn't think Abilene Christian was any good by doing that. And so obviously I didn't get them prepared to play. So with that said, we finished strong, 29-0. And guys played better in the second half. We played inside out for the most part, then Jake got going. And Des did a good job finding him in the second half. Okay, so I answered all your questions.
Open up for questions. Mark, were you pleased with what Des gave you in the second half once he did come back? And do you feel like he kind of got the message of what you were trying to say?
Oh, yeah, he had the message. He had the message right away. He's a good kid. And regrets it. So, yeah, I thought he played really well. And he's the one who really got Jake going. He's the one that found Jake. On a lot of those, so we had a couple sloppy turnovers early. Really wasn't into it, and second half I don't think he turned it over, and did a lot of nice things. Did a lot of nice things, and I thought he got the break going. He played with energy, and you know, Jake was our freshest guy. He hadn't practiced. You could tell he was fresh. Played that way, and maybe Des not playing the first half. He looked pretty fresh in the second half too. So. We just guarded the ball better in the second half, and I thought our press kind of gave them some fits too, and didn't get a lot of steals, but you know they were going to grind it, and just try to keep it close, and they did a good job with that.
Speaking about Jake Lehman, looks like a completely different player the first two games than he was last season. More aggressive in his shots, and he's coming off injury. He had a great day. Can you just talk about his development, what he did all season?
Well, I think with Jake, it's all confidence. I think it's all confidence with Jake. Late in the year, he was pretty good for us. Had some pretty big games late in the year, but this is another level. And our guys, I told our guys after the Connecticut game, Jake's got to get more shots. He had 7 shots. Now Connecticut, they were making sure that they had somebody on him. He came down the break. You know, that guy's running at him all the time, and sometimes too. So we got to do a better job of getting Jake more shots. I thought we did that tonight, and he made him. Guy's legs underneath him, got his second win in the second half, and he knocked him down.
Coach, Charles was the guy who kind of kept your head above water in that first half and then finished it out there in the second. Is the plan to keep him coming off the bench because he brings a spark like that, or could he somehow find his way into the starting line?
Well, he started the second half, didn't he? Yeah, so he's close. Charles didn't practice the way I wanted him to practice this week, or he probably would have started. So if he can practice well between now and Sunday, we'll see. We'll see if that happens. He doesn't care. I know everybody else does, but he doesn't. So that's why I like Charles.
Mark, did you have any kind of feeling going in that you did not – prepare them as well, or just when they came out the way they did?
No, Don, I never know. I don't try to figure it out. You never know. I actually felt pretty good. I thought we were going to play really well. And because of the film session and what we learned, and we practiced pretty well. It's just really disappointing. We just were offensively, just our decision-making on shots and just had us push from the basket. And, you're telling the guys to throw it inside, and we wouldn't do it. And so... disappointing, and hopefully I'll have to do a better job between now and Sunday. Have us ready to go at 6 o'clock on Sunday.
Coach, it's 2 games, 2 week starts for us, and then the team picks up and plays kind of great in the second half. Any reason for that, or
no? I don't know. It's too early. If I knew, I'd have it corrected. So, I wouldn't call it a trend yet. It's 2 games. So, and I think the first game, I think the opponent had a lot to do with it. They played really well, and actually, Abilene Christian really played well. They made a lot of shots tonight, and so give them a little bit of credit at the first half. But we'll get it corrected. I got a bunch of competitive guys. I really like my guys. I really like my team. I really do. I just got to get them playing a little bit better.
Aaron and then Don. Trent,
give him a mic.
He's got a mic.
Coach, they obviously hit a lot of threes to start the game. Yeah. Is that something that you're concerned with a bigger lineup, or is that just them making all the shots?
No, they made some shots, and they had some guys that are capable of making shots, haven't made shots. They started feeling really good about themselves. And I just thought we were dead legged. I thought we were heavy legged and just didn't rotate very well. And then one time, threes hit a couple and Nick leaves him to go get his man. It's not very smart basketball. So,
Coach, can you talk about Shaquille Clear's struggles this year? Does he seem frustrated at all?
Well, I don't know. You got to ask him. That's a big question. How much time did Shaq get today? Not a lot. He got in foul trouble. He was trying to hustle on a second foul. He jumped on the guy. He was trying to compete. Guys didn't do a good job of getting him the ball. Actually, we turned it over once, tried to throw it to him. Second half, I thought he gave us better minutes. And he was 1-for-2 at the line. I think he's going to make every free throw. So Shaq's going to be good, guys. He's a good player. He didn't play a lot last year. And Shaq's really hard on himself, and he's got to lighten up a little bit on himself and just be confident and play well.
Don, last question, please.
Mark, you moved Roddy into the point tonight, Dez back to the two. Is this going to be sort of, again, a game-by-game thing, or did you?
Don, you weren't listening. Jake was hurt. Put Roddy in. So Jake will be starting probably on Sunday if he practices, and ooh, Dez will be back at the point. Now listen, Don. All right, thank you.